The party's just begun.
Sonic Boom!
Sit, would you kindly? Where's everyone going? Bingo? Kept you waiting, huh?
Hey, look who's the record button's on again. Hey, let's do it. Are you guys...
Hello?
Huh? Huh? All right. This is...
Hoyaka!
We already did two episode 30, so we're going to go straight to episode 32.
That's your fault.
Excuse the social media mishap there. Hey, hello.
Makes a career out of social media and can't count.
Yeah, you know what? Media. It's my brain's a little overloaded on that shit. Anyways, hey, hello, and welcome to the NPC Gaming Podcast, where noobs, wannabe pros, and occasional completionists, though not really anymore, gather to discuss the latest in the world of gaming. Now, there are a ton of gaming podcasts out there, and there are a lot of NPC podcasts out there, and to them, we say, look what your drugs did to our customers. Anyways, I'm your host, Anthony Fuentes, and with me is James Brizuela. What's up?
Oh, I hate you.
You don't know my dogs are hungry. Nothing, huh? All right, whatever.
You get nothing.
Alex Cordova's here, too. Hey.
You lose, sir. You lose.
Good day.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, wait, look at it. He's just, the formality keeps coming out. Yeah. All right, well,
I'm really full after dinner, dude. I'm not going to lie. Before we used to record, like, at 5, it was pre-dinner. Now, after dinner, I'm ready for bed.
Get a whiskey. You'll be fine, dude. We'll bring you right back up. Right
don't
before
tell
whiskey
me
before
what
bed.
Do.
You'll wake up just fine. Right? You'll wake up good. Anyways, we got ourselves some shit to talk about. Who wants the quick bits today?
Don't tell me what to, I'll do them.
Don't tell. Dude, was that an offer? Okay. Yeah.
Okay. EA CEO. Elemental Pete, no. EA CEO Andrew Wilson revealed that the next Battlefield game is being developed by, quote, the largest team ever, end quote, and it will be, quote, tremendous live service, end quote. Yay.
Tremendous. It's going to be the greatest.
It's going to be the greatest live service game ever, okay?
The largest team ever. They take no breaks.
And can we just say real fast how that CEO is probably the blandest name ever, Andrew Wilson, compared to the other ones we used to have?
Oh, yeah.
I know the people who play Call of Duty. They're terrible people. Okay, Battlefield is going to be tremendous.
There you go. You're right, though. It's like Zaslav and fucking Kadic and then Andrew Wilson.
Moving on to better news. The next Switch will be revealed by April 2025, and there's going to be a direct next month.
That's right.
Will they be talking about this? Probably not. But you know what?
They confirm no. They confirm they're not talking about it, actually. So.
And then what's the developer? Rocksteady, right?
Yeah, Rocksteady.
The one that did Suicide Squad, right?
That's what they're famous for, yes.
Yes. Okay, so because they delivered us a shitty game that was not another Batman Arkham game, we're getting a different Batman Arkham game. It's going to be the first Batman Arkham game in years. And it will be a VR exclusive. Yay. Yeah.
Dragon Quest 3, baby.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, man. They just need to stop. Like, they... Anyway. Mm-hmm. Helldivers 2 was review-bombed and then unbombed within a week.
You can't really unbomb something, but, well, I guess so.
We'll talk about that in a little bit here. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Bombed and then rebuilt. Hey, there you go.
Bombed and then unbomb. I don't know. The Bethesda trademark suggests that a new Doom game is coming from id Software. Woo! Let's go. Ubisoft announces Assassin's Creed Shadow, which is taking place in feudal Japan. Cinematic trailer coming very, very soon. And finally, Legend of Zelda movie director Wes Ball failed to name his favorite Zelda game when asked at the premiere of his new Apes movie, pissing off Zelda fans on the internet.
He's Juan de Gamelon. I know it is. He likes that Philip CDI shit.
Well, I mean, he didn't answer because if he answers, then people are going to know what it's about.
I know. That's what I thought.
Or he doesn't even play Zelda.
He plays Zelda based on his Twitter, but what do you call it? The fans were pissed. So just fucking tell us the fucking Zelda game. And
it's not what I saw, dude. Everyone was calling bullshit on him.
He's played it in the past. There's a history there. Just saying.
Has he played it in a link to the past?
Please. Okay. Yeah. Ball, let's dude. Keep talking about the rest. Yeah, that was a good pun. But fuck you.
You don't talk about Mr. Ball like that. All right,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll say.
Nah, man. I don't. Nah, fans are stupid, dude.
I agree. Not,
he didn't want to ruin what the movie could potentially be about by citing what his favorite game was, and I'm standing by that. I respect it.
He followed up on it saying, it's like, I learned from a wise man. He told me, just don't say anything about Zelda because Zelda fans are fucking crazy.
And he didn't say anything. Yeah. He didn't say anything, and then they still got crazy. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Proof is in the pudding, if you will.
God, I hate Nintendo.
We'll see how it goes.
I don't know what needs to happen. I don't know how it needs to happen. But somebody needs to come in and save the Arkham universe, please.
Bro.
I'm begging you. Stop with these stupid fucking games that are just ruining the legacy of that amazing trilogy. Somebody come back, reboot it, retool it. I don't care. Give us all PS5 versions of all those games. I don't care. Do something. Help.
Yeah, give us an Arkham game with like Adam West Batman or something. At least do something fun that's single player, that's open world, that's not live service. I'll take it, dude. I'll take Adam West Batman in the Arkham style. Something. Yes. Anything but what a dumb decision to be like, oh man, everybody's really pissed. What's an even less selling game that we can do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What other format's gonna be terrible and everyone's gonna hate it? Right, VR. Yeah.
Oh shit, that's brilliant, buddy. Raise. Give him a raise. Alright, tell me about Helldivers, please. Somebody explain this shit to me.
Oh, so that was newsworthy. It was but we have some other news points later. But yeah, real quick. So Sony, you know, they saw the success and they were like, you know what? Everyone's having good fun on that game. Let's go ahead and push the Steam version to include PlayStation Network accounts. So you need to sign up for a PlayStation Network account, even if you have a Steam account. So it's some bullshit third-party launcher thing.
Yeah.
So they basically made the Steam people, the PC people, make PlayStation accounts, right? But I don't know about you guys, if you know, but you don't fuck with PC gamers and their free online servers.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a reason they don't have PS5s. Well, I should say the hardcore ones. They don't have PS5s is because everything's free. They don't need to pay a bullshit-ass $60 a year thing. So the fact that Sony was trying to make the Steam version require that is, it totally just fucking killed it for them.
Yeah.
And I believe within Sony tried to be like, oh yeah, we're keeping it. We're not going to change it and all this stuff. And then next thing you know, 3 days later, they were like, yeah, we're going to, Steam people don't need that anymore. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they backed off. But in other news on that, they totally delisted it from any region that doesn't have PlayStation Network.
I saw that they delisted it and they haven't brought it back for a lot of those regions.
Yep. Yeah. So yeah, that's a big issue because going forward, all their PC games are going to have that requirement. So, Ghost of Tsushima launching, I think, in like about 2 weeks on PC. It's going to have that requirement, and people are going to review bomb that as well.
I can see. Ooh, so dumb. Yeah,
it's just more proof of this bullshit about how, like, there's that adds nothing to the game. And even the CEO of Helldivers, you know, there's this big old story. He was the one that's like, hey, it's outside my control. You guys got to talk to Sony.
Investors. Yeah. Investors.
Yep.
Ruining everything.
Yeah. So it was all Sony's fault. Mm-hmm. They tried to play big and then they backed off when they saw for about, what, 4 straight days that shit just went down, down, down. All the reviews are bad.
So. Yeah. 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 That dumb.
I have, speaking of Sony, I have a really quick bit.
Oh.
Breaking news, if you will, that just came out. About 2 hours ago, maybe. The Sony is appointing 2 co-CEOs to take over.
Mm.
They are, because Jim Ryan is retiring, or retired already. They are, these are great names, by the way, Herman Holst.
And, okay.
Hideki Nishino are the new co-CEOs of Sony. So if you're listening, get your shit together, man. Men. Yeah. The fuck?
Wow, I like the sitcom Herman and Hideki trying to run a business, and it's just everything's falling apart.
Yeah,
Herman seems like the guy that'd be pushing like I can fucking sign up. Hideki's like, hold on a second. Yeah, they got me pissed.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I think it's a similar situation to the PS2, PS3 era where their light and success go to their heads a lot, and it's going to result in some very selfish decisions that... But Microsoft's not as strong, so it might not bite them in the ass as much as it used to. Who the fuck's...
Whoa, sorry.
Okay,
hold on. That's how upset the internet is. Something just came through my phone out of nowhere. I get it, people. I get it.
Yeah, this is the battle cry right there, whatever that was.
It was.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And I don't think Battlefield's going to be that fun. I don't know. Something doesn't feel right about this.
Yeah, they shit the bed with the last one, and then they didn't even fix it, I don't even think. Right, Alex? I mean, they were trying to fix it, but they never did.
They had
an opportunity to do something really great with that one, and they fucking ruined it so bad. Like, man.
You know what's funny, too, is that shit didn't even come. Everyone was thinking that because they're like, you know, the last, what was it, Battlefield 5 and 1, mm-hmm. they felt like the multiplayer was weak because they added single player, right? So Battlefield 2042, everyone got hyped because EA was like, yeah, we're not going to do a single player. It's going straight back to Battlefield multiplayer. So like, oh, fuck yeah. And then when they played it, they just totally fucked up the formula in regards to, like, they tried to mix in... Well, of course, the cosmetics were there, which you can ignore. But the thing that fucked it up for me was the fact that they tried to make it a little bit of like Overwatch style, where you have to pick a quote unquote hero. You can't just be a fucking soldier. You have to have some type of bullshit. You know, like, oh, you have a fucking, you can turn invisible. We get it. It's the future, but like, just give us fucking Battlefield.
That's Battlefield has grunts. It's okay to be a grunt. Be a fucking grunt. There's a lot of you there. There's a lot of you in the Battlefield games.
Yeah, and just their battle pass system was bullshit. It took too long, and you know, I know Infinite kind of is shitting the bed right now too with Microsoft and Halo, but I will give Infinite props on their battle pass
because
if you buy it, you get to keep it. So. You don't have to do this bullshit ass seasons where you only have 30 days to beat it. It's like, I'm not playing a game straight for 30 days to fucking complete it.
Yeah.
Battlefield was pretty bad. I think they had like eight battle passes in the span of like fucking a year. Jeez.
And it becomes a chore at that point. It's a fucking chore. Come on, man. Let us have it.
Yeah, and it sounds like they're doubling down with this little tremendous live service. It's going to be amazing.
Okay, if we could just have Andrew Wilson be the Trump voice every time, that'd be perfect, because we've already got fucking Kadic and Zaslav. It's good stuff. Apparently Nintendo confirmed they will not be talking about the Switch 2 in their next Direct. It is purely focused on basically what's going to be the end of the Switch's life cycle, because we are going to get that sequel Direct. I assume it's September. That's what I'm imagining. But, you know, for a last hurrah for the Switch, I predict Metroid Prime 4 is going to top it off. That's the only prediction I have for their little fucking Direct. I don't know. You guys getting thoughts on Nintendo stuff?
So if it's announced by April 2025, do you think it's going to be coming out Christmas time 2025?
I think they're going to repeat the Switch. I think they're just going to say announced before the fiscal year, but they're probably going to announce it like in the fall for like a spring release. I would imagine, because the March really worked out for them. It seems like they just want to have the supply. Like, they're trying to get the supply.
I got a hot scoop here. I got a hot take. You're saying Metro Prime 4. I'm saying they're going to show like about 10 to 15 bullshit-ass JRPGs that no one gives a shit about.
Oh, yeah, with the fucking otaku voices and everything, dude. It's going to be the same shit. Yeah.
Yes. Hot take. That's my prediction.
Yeah, they're going to show other games, though. They always do that.
20 minutes of bullshit, maybe 10 minutes of actual substance, but...
I think they're gonna reveal the next remake. That's what I think.
Yeah, I wonder what it's going to be.
I don't know. I mean, I don't care at this point anymore. They gave me Paper Mario, so I'm fine. They can announce shit for all I care.
Give me the fucking Wind Waker Twilight Princess combo finally, you fucking cowards, dude. Let's just go. Let's just have it. Have all the Zeldas. Come on.
Yeah, I used to have all the Zeldas until they took the emulators away, those pieces of shit. Yeah.
Or it's going to be a Wind Waker / Phantom Hourglass combo. What's up?
Oh, shit. Or not any of those, but $60 Link's crossbow training. How about that, dude?
Oh, my God.
Full HD.
Wouldn't put it past it.
Really good. But I think the most hype, aside from, the Zelda movie, we already talked about that briefly, but Doom. It's looking pretty confirmed, like Doom is going to happen.
It wasn't that big ass Microsoft
Yeah, like, was Year Zero, was it?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah, there was that in the Fallout remakes in there, so if it's finally the year, this might be the actually only good year of the Xbox Series.
Nah, they only got Doom, what,
that's it? Doom and Fallout remake, give me both of those, I'd be happy.
They're not releasing a Fallout remake till next year, tops.
I mean, they can announce it, though. I'm going to announce it.
Yeah. No one likes, what's his name, Phil Spencer? No. Oh, we'll get more to that later.
Don't worry.
I forgot about that, yeah.
Don't worry, your shit talking's coming. Don't worry. Oh, I forgot to put the other one here. The Switch 2 specs did get leaked also. It's a legit leak. They actually tracked the supply chain from, I don't know, whoever there was going between NVIDIA and Nintendo. So they were able to piece together, yeah, the entire spec list. Seems okay. Seems like an Xbox Series S is what I'm being told.
I don't know. That looked like a whole bunch of mumbo jumbo fucking bullshit, but yeah. They never go one for one with PC parts.
What do you think? What do you think, James?
I have zero faith that they're ever going to build a console that can be on the same level as the PS5 or Xbox One.
No, they're not. Or Xbox Series. They're not going to do a Series X.
The
S, the smaller one, is apparently the...
I don't even think it's going to be that. I just don't. I don't have any faith anymore. Everyone's been asking it for years.
That's true.
And, I mean, it's not... Look, we understand that the games they're not, like, super graphically needy or anything, but, you know, I don't know. Whatever.
It's Nintendo. Whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, whatever, exactly. Dude. They'll make do with what they have, and it'll last for like 8 fucking years.
Just keep remaking all the good old school games, and I don't give a shit what they do. How about that?
Yeah, what's on your wish list, James? Huh? Fucking tell them right now. They're listening.
Forsaken. How about that? Forsaken remake.
What the? Yeah. For the N64.
Yeah. What's up?
Holy. Okay. That's actually very surprising. All right.
Wait. Dude. Forsaken was the shit.
I haven't thought about that game in probably like 20 years. What the fuck? Dude, okay.
We would play GoldenEye, and then after we were done with GoldenEye, we would all jump on Forsaken and play Forsaken.
Oh my gosh, I legit forgot about Forsaken. Yeah, it had like a kind of 3D FPS kind of thing. Like it wasn't, you would move around weirdly. I don't know.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, yeah, fuck it. Listen to James. Give us Forsaken. I don't give a shit.
I just threw it out there. Why not? This is the first thing that popped in my head, oddly enough.
That's a really very specific, old, antiquated example right there. I'll take it.
I don't know. I just started rifling through like all of my memories with the N64, and like it was Forsaken, and then 1080 popped in my head.
Oh, my God. Give me a Wave Race, dude.
Wave Race? Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Have a Wave Race, man. Give me those water physics, dude, with the... Finally, they have somewhat of a processor to handle it.
Cruising 64, let's go.
San Francisco Rush. Ooh, the future one. That shit was good. Was good. That was good. God, I fucking hate you. I hate... Oh. Listeners, we're going to miss the Assassin's Creed cinematic reveal, but it's usually bullshit until they show us gameplay anyway, so...
Yeah, they always have badass cinematic reveals, and then no one really cares until you see the gameplay, so...
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. So, all right. Who wants Warner Bros. Discovery, good, bad?
I'll take the WB over there. So, our first big news point here, we got Warner Brothers Discovery, good and bad. So, the good, we all know that Multiverses is coming back this year, and they recently revealed a new character, drum roll. No? All right. Cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, drum roll. Huh?
Oh, God, my ears.
Now, hold on a second. Wow, that's going to be weird to edit in the fucking post.
You said drum roll. What do you want me to do? You said drum roll.
That's fucking. That's the metalhead right there, James, going in.
Look, you said drum roll, and I wanted everybody to hear it, so I did it on the mic.
Fucking retired mosher was about to fucking just thrash about over there, dude.
Hold on. Is that better on the desk?
It sounds like you're beating it, but anyways. The Joker.
I'll fucking beat you, dude.
The Joker is the new recently revealed character.
That went really high. I interrupted you. Went low. Yeah, the Joker. Great.
but maybe miss some enthusiasm by this next line. What?
So, because it's the Joker and it's voiced by none other than Mark Hamill himself.
Yeah.
Joker.
Let's do it.
Is that flapping or is that clapping? I can't tell.
That's beating, actually. Now he's beating it.
I wasn't doing that, first of all.
Oh, no, that was me. I'll give you that. That was me. I'll say it. But before we get to the bad, let's talk about the good right here, right? So we all played Multiverses. It had its good and bads, right? I mean,
yeah,
I'm potential.
There was a lot of potential. Just if they would just give me a $60 game with the characters, that would have been nice.
Yeah, I agree. If it was just a game I can play, I can buy and have everything there.
Play offline, that shit.
Like split screen. I mean, not split screen, but like offline, like you said, being able to play it, not connected online. That's what it needs, right? And even the graphics got bumped up allegedly with the new, what is it, Unreal Engine 5, I think?
Yeah, I guess even the physics are a little different. But as long as I get my Bugs Bunny mallet, I'm fine.
Oh, my God.
That's my boy.
And then, you know, that's one of Kevin Conroy's last good performances. We don't like to talk about Suicide Squad, but, you know, him and Mark Hamill in a game together in how many years? That's awesome.
That's good.
So
I agree. I would have accepted Tommy Wiseau also as the alternate voice. God. That would have been nice, too. But I'll take Mark Hamill.
That's what I just said. Joker.
Joker. Joker.
So, you ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? Did you? Did you?
Speaking of bad. So here's the bad part of that. So WB also had their earnings call where Fwen's boy, David Zaslav revealed last quarter's financials took a hit due to the, quote, disappointing release of Suicide Squad. So, the actual number they threw out is they lost $200 million. So, it took a $200 million hit.
Ooh.
So, here comes the next bad news. Is Rocksteady on the chopping block?
I mean, this whole section for news is going to be about the chopping blocks, and I'm going to say the odds are, because I'll take the next one. I want to talk about this fucking shit, but I'm going to say it's very likely. Unfortunately, the gaming industry right now is in such dire straits. Like, it's going to be one of those things where they're like, nah, just fucking cut them off. They'll figure out the career path after that. Like, the Rocksteady devs are going to get picked up. They'll get picked up, but who the fuck knows?
So, you know, we've been talking about Suicide Squad for, what, the past fucking year, pretty much?
Yeah,
yep.
There was one news thing that we talked about where they said that a lot of the old school Arkham people aren't there.
Yeah.
They pretty much left. I don't know if they went and formed their new studio or they... I could have swore I read that somewhere. Or they joined other studios, but a lot of the people that did the OG Arkhams are not there anymore.
Oh.
This new Rocksteady sounds like it was made by the WB. So...
It's Rocksteady and name only at this point, huh?
Yeah. That's what I think. And yeah, it would suck if they lose their jobs. But, you know, the other part of this thing I didn't put in there was the fact that $200 million hit, it took place in the same time period as WB's best earning call, which is, I think it was, what, 6 months? Or the holiday season for Harry Potter.
Oh, shit.
Hogwarts, right? Hogwarts Legacy.
Hogwarts saved him.
At that time, that same period last year, they had one of their biggest earnings because of Hogwarts, right?
Oh, yeah.
That same period, a whole year later, with Suicide Squad, they took a $200 million loss.
Damn. So
that explains it. Like, you know, we're not experts, but gee, if I had a really good game that I can just play $60 for and have it everything there for me to play, it sounds like that's what people want, guys. I mean,
with the strong IP, respect the fucking IP.
Yeah.
Like, come on. A Suicide Squad in the Arkham style, like James said it a million fucking times, just give us, like, it's all we wanted. It's all we fucking wanted.
Yeah.
Just give us Arkham with Suicide Squad. It's all we fucking wanted.
Again, they should have just mimicked what the Square Enix Guardians of the Galaxy game was. That exact formula would have been so good. Because in that one, I don't know if you ever saw gameplay or not, Fwen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You led with the star.
You're Star-Lord the whole game.
Star-Lord, god damn it.
Sorry.
What did you say, Star-Boy?
Star-Dude.
Star-Dude?
It was going to come eventually. I don't know. Star-fucking-guy.
Everybody, look, it's Star-Friend. Anyway. You're him, and then, like, you just assist. You get assists from the other party members, and... Mm-hmm. They could have done that, and they could have just allowed you to swap between which character you want to use and then have everybody be assists. And if they wanted to get, you know, extra cool about it, make it co-op. Make it like two-player co-op. You can go in and be one of the other members. But no, they just released this horseshit live service fucking crap game and lost $200 million. That's what you fucking get. You get what you fucking deserve.
That's right.
Yep. I like it.
Anyway.
Yeah, as so. Said by the great Joker, Tommy Wiseau, he said that. Mm-hmm. No, let's get me mad, but I'm going to get a little madder on this next one. So let's go ahead. Xbox, Microsoft closes Arkane and Tango Gameworks. That's right. Hey. Microsoft has announced numerous Bethesda-owned studios closing, including Arkane Austin, who released Prey and Redfall, and, of course, Dishonored series. Ugh. Tango Gameworks, who also released Evil Within and Hi-Fi Rush. Fuck, that's some good games. And Alpha Dog Studio, who recently released Mighty Doom portable game for telephones. Not as miffed about that one.
Smartphones, yeah. Not telephones.
For the telly. Arkane line developers of Dishonored, Deathloop, and upcoming Marvel Blade were unaffected. Oh, that's right. Okay, so those guys are fine. Redfall will no longer receive any further updates, with the offline mode and DLC heroes now being canceled. Ooh. More studios are actually expected to be cut in an attempt to reallocate resources for bigger IPs Microsoft owns. Discuss.
I mean, I'm kind of happy that the developers who did Deathloop didn't go down, because that game is fantastic.
That's a really good, well-playing game. I will say that for sure.
Yeah, it's very good.
Well, they're on a Marvel IP, so they're not going to get rid of them yet. Right. We'll fucking see.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, it sucks, man. Like it's almost like every episode we just keep talking about layoffs and closures, and mm-hmm. it sucks. And
we gotta do an in memoriam every episode for sure.
Let's yeah, really. And I know that Hi-Fi Rush was looking for more help because they were gonna do DLC or something, right?
No, they were gonna do a sequel. They had it a pitched, sequel. That's but, right. Microsoft had just praised them, like, "Oh, we need more games like this because it is a very successful game." And they just fucking cut them, like, the next day. It's insane.
And I want to say Redfall was working on a single player or something? Or
it was an offline mode, so you don't have to be with people and all that shit.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, oh well.
And, like, anyone who bought that $100 season pass bullshit now, they're not even getting their money back. They just said, we'll make good for them or something. So I don't know if they're going to give them another.
Yeah, what the hell does that mean?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what they said. It was like, quote, make players right or make players whole or something.
It's make them whole, yeah. That's what a business the fuck term. That's a business term basically means they're going to fuck them, is what it means.
It's like, here are these games that are always on sale for like $5. Do you want one of those games?
Exactly. Like
one of those games.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it sucks. Prey was also, I mean, Prey, I didn't know they did Prey.
Prey's legit.
Prey's awesome. Yeah, that was a legit game.
I mean, from what I read about the Redfall development, it was just a game nobody wanted to make, but was kind of thrust upon them. Like Fallout 76. They were kind of just like, no, we need something to continuously bring revenue. So can you guys do it? And I think it fucked a lot of talented people in that goddamn company, unfortunately. Now, from what I've been reading, it's because this might be the double-edged sword here. It's because Fallout has been so successful. They are so badly trying to get studios for like the bigger Bethesda IPs that they are basically reallocating talent across the board and cutting anybody who's extra. Seems to be the motivation behind it, from what I've seen from some of the leaked stuff. So, I mean, if it gets us another Fallout, fine, but I feel like you don't have to get rid of the entire goddamn studio.
Yeah, you're a real piece of shit, Flynn.
Why?
Pray, you're over there fucking praising the big boys to cut the little guys. You're a real piece of shit.
Huh, I didn't say. I mean, it's a silver lining for a shitty scenario.
Flynn's like, hey, at least we'll get another Fallout. Sorry about your job, asshole.
Some of you will be fine.
So I was wondering if we should fire some people from one of the smaller cap companies, maybe 500 million, maybe 500,000, fire a million. But sir, I said a million.
We have Microsoft money, don't we? Like, yeah, but you know.
Everyone was shitting on them because they're like, how are you going to buy up all, how are you going to spend that much money on fucking Activision Blizzard and then fucking fire like half of the studios that are under that umbrella?
Well, Microsoft has done this with, like, in the software game. This is how they made their, like, there's a joke on The Simpsons where Bill Gates buys out Homer and he basically takes the check and then he destroys his whole fucking business. Like, it's a joke since the 90s. It's like they've done this throughout their entire run, and it sucks that we know now we can tell execs are making the decisions a lot more prominently because now they're doing it with gaming, which sucks. Yeah.
Gee, it's like, mm-hmm. if only we had games to play on the Xbox, maybe they'd be making some money. But
man, they should get more developers in. That'd be pretty cool. Oh, my God. Ugh. Yeah, fun. Fun stuff, huh? Well, I guess we got another Microsoft shit shitting on right here. Does anybody else want to go to the leaky rumor mill? Unless, James, you have more to say? Huh?
Nah, I'm good.
There we go. All right. We're really leaky rumor mill time. I mean, do you want to cover this one, or should I just keep going with the Microsoft shit?
You go right ahead.
I'll keep going. And more Microsoft news, but this one we're not confirmed yet, but kind of fucking confirmed. Microsoft's Perfect Dark reboot is the status. We're going to give you update here. The announced 2020 reboot of Perfect Dark is reportedly in a very rough state and, quote-unquote, a big protracted mess, according to some industry insiders. Other insider claims is, quote, I have some crazy stories about the development of that game I have not put in print out of respect for a team really trying hard to push a boulder up a steep hill. Fuck. But my patience is getting thin, end quote.
Ooh. Look out for that guy. Look out for that guy.
That's fucking guy with his... My patience is getting really thin. Microsoft Santa Monica-based The Initiative Studio is in charge of development of the game. But recently, Crystal Dynamics was brought in to assist. Discuss. Let the IP die. Just let it die at this point, dude. Put an Old Yeller this bitch, dude. I'm sorry. I don't know. Perfect Dark was amazing 30 years ago.
Yeah, I was gonna say. It's kind of like, I feel like it's the GoldenEye type of thing where it's like, yeah, it was really cool when we didn't have online and you had friends over to play. But nowadays, it's like, what can you do to really take it to the next level, right?
Well, if you haven't done good by the IP, like, dude, 25 years. Come on. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if the move is to bring in Crystal Dynamics because they made Avengers and that was shit. So
yeah, that kind of tells me they're kind of pushing the live service thing. I think maybe a little bit on Perfect Dark.
I forgot that they even announced this in 2020, and I didn't care then. I don't care now. So it's like whatever, dude.
Yeah,
I don't think this is not the remake that everybody was like, oh fuck yeah, dude, Perfect Dark, let's do that.
Like, it's time has passed, unfortunately. It's time has passed. I'm sorry, man. Like, Joanna Dark's not an iconic character anymore. Like, they fucked up Perfect Dark Zero. I mean, to me, though, it is a statement to how Microsoft's handling their development teams and why it's probably pretty easy for them to cut a bunch of them. So, yeah, unfortunately. RIP, man. Joanna Dark, you had one good game.
Yep. One and done.
One and done. Yeah, I don't know, Cordova, you got anything more to say on these fucking guys?
Nah, I'm done with Microsoft. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm done with more Microsoft or Nintendo. They're both up there.
I mean, Nintendo's still giving us good fucking games.
Are they?
Oh, yeah? No? You don't like Tears of the Kingdom? 1 year? Yeah.
Yeah.
Play Thousand Year Door when it comes out and then fucking just keep talking. When does
that come out, by the way? I forgot about that.
In like month? Two 2 weeks.
Okay, good. All right, I'll change my mind.
It comes out next Thursday.
Okay, shit. I'll change my mind next week.
All right. Bookmark it, okay. Yeah. So, James, you want to get this last one for us?
Sure. EA wants to put the ad in Adventure. Jesus Christ. So EA Games is considering experimenting with adding ads to full price software as a way to supplement increasing developmental costs. They already feature ads to some capacity in their sports games, but this would expand into further genres. The Fallout is a very pissed off internet. Discuss. Yeah, this is fucking stupid, and I don't know why they're doing this. And I hope they do it, and it's gonna dive bomb and kill that one game they do it for, and they're gonna never do it again.
Oh, you mean the new Battlefield?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Try the new Burger King AK-47. It's gonna be great.
I've seen it has given us some good memes because people are posting clips of like, you know, a gameplay clip from like Star Wars Jedi Survivor or something, and then it's just like the doors open and instead of who comes out, it's just a fucking ad for Burger King, like you said, or something.
Yeah.
No, it's so stupid. They've have it your way.
They literally had like all these iconic gaming moments and then they were just like, and it just smash cuts to like a 30-second like, and by the way, Totino's pizza rolls, and like it's awesome. Yep. It's really, really good, the memes.
But it's gonna be like really invasive too. Like you're gonna be in an awesome cutscene and it's just gonna go it's just gonna like voice over it and be like, but we'll get back to this cutscene right after a word from our sponsors. You're like, fuck.
Yep, exactly.
It's gonna be like post-apocalyptic city, but like, wow, only the subways are up, huh? Wow.
It's a Subway.
Getting really hungry over here. Yeah?
I don't know if it was EA. I don't even know if we talked about this. I know I wanted to put it in an episode, but there was talk of some fucking bullshit CEO saying that they wanted to add a tipping service to video games after you beat it, so you can pay them more money based on how good the game was. I can't remember if it was fucking
what
EA
the hell?
Or if it was Activision.
Was it like Take Two? Oh, no, no, no.
Oh yeah, maybe actually.
I think it was Take Two. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, one of the CEOs said a couple months, maybe months, mm-hmm. months ago or something, he's like, yeah, we're thinking about adding a tipping service so you can really pay these developers their worth, right? But you know damn well that money would not go to the developers, it would go straight to the fucking...
Straight to the top, baby.
Yep, mm-hmm. yep. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, do you really like that game? You can give us another $50 if you want. It's like, fuck you,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're not that far from that, honestly. But the ad thing, I don't know. It's I see how they do it. The sports games make sense because, like, that's how sports run. Like, it kind of adds the authenticity mm-hmm. there. But, like, again, the Battlefield, I don't think needs, you know, again, the Burger King grenade launcher that shoots Whoppers out there.
Oh. I would be pissed if I was playing Jedi Survivor and fucking, you know, those cutscenes were awesome and then, what you know, get taken out of Star Wars to look at a fucking commercial mm-hmm. for Rogaine or something.
Yeah.
<You're> pissed.
It's like different character customizations, like the ones that are sponsored by Rogaine. yeah, I don't know, man. This whole episode is us looking at gaming, the bigger business, really, really messing with the fundamentals of what makes gaming work, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
You know, if only there was a way we can go back to the olden days, like we can just emulate our old games free of charge and stuff. But, oh, wait, your boys at Nintendo want to take that away.
I mean, one platform that never happened on. Come on.
Ooh, I'll change it next month. No, I mean, next week. I'll change it.
I know. You see it, right? You're just like, ah, you know, I didn't feel like spending the money. I actually emulated 1,000-year door and it was a pretty good game.
Yeah, I was
All right. Well, we're done with the leaky rumor mill and all that good stuff right there. Let's have a little fun here. We talked about doing a side episode for this, but I'm busy. I'm going to Europe, and I don't get time for this shit. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I know. And we're going to be busy anyway, so we're going to do a spoilery Fallout mini review. So we praised it last week. Now we're going to talk about some of the fun, spoilerific content here, so... you know, if you're listening this far and you haven't finished it, skip ahead or see you in a couple weeks. Peace. Anyways. Spoiler review, get out of time, guys. Spoiler reviews. What do you guys think? Give me your Fallout thoughts, but give me some details. What's going on?
The one thing that I wanted to discuss that I didn't last time for spoiler reasons, but again, like Fun just said, if you haven't seen the show, please don't listen to what I'm about to say. But, So what? That wasn't dog meat because he called him dog meat, and I'm kind of curious on why. I don't know if it was just a nod.
I think it's just a nod.
All right, cool.
Yeah, dog meat in Fallout 4 would pretty much be dead.
Right. Well, because that's what I'm saying. I don't know. Like, so in my head, I was like, okay, think of this in Fallout terms.
Oh wait,
he's a what?
That's a good point. Hold on, no fault. Keep going.
I was gonna say, think of this in Fallout terms. He's a clone or something.
Yes,
and that's dog meat.
Yeah. Okay.
So. I don't know, but that's what my brain immediately went there, and I was like, that's got to be like dog meat, but not dog meat. So I don't know.
Shit. That's a really good point.
It's been in my head for a while. I'm like, dude, that would be really cool if it was like season two. They kind of go through, they have an episode kind of dedicate a little bit to like where the dog came from, and maybe it's a, you know, clone of dog meat. I don't know. That would just be that would be an even better.
Nice little Easter egg.
Yeah. A little world building for them that they haven't already done, but. No, man, like I was already really enthralled by the show. You know, I said on this podcast, I was like, I'm not sure about the lead character, but she ended up being really awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, the Brotherhood of Steel, they were just as freaking maniacal as they are in the games.
They're so dumb, which is fucking perfect.
I know. And, and then like the nuke, if you will, at the end of the last episode, the season finale of the boy flying into New Vegas was like, that was like the end all be all for me. I was like, no fucking, I screamed, and now I was like, what is that? What? And I had to explain to her why it's so significant. But I mean, seriously, you're like,
why is it so significant? Always bet on the house. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to fucking say. Like, James, lower your voice, please.
Yeah. You're shouting again, Bert.
You're shouting again, Bert.
Yeah, man, I honestly, like, every episode just got better and better, and it got to the point where I was like, man, like, where are they even taking this? And the big, big reveal that they were the ones that dropped the nukes was really cool, because they had kind of teased that in the games, but not directly said it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this was, like, the first instance where it was announced that they did. I don't know if that's, like, that's full canon now. I mean, they say
everything's full canon in the show.
Right. But, I mean, regardless, it's still really cool, because, I mean, everybody had their assumptions. Like, who mm-hmm. really dropped the nukes? Was it, you know, the Russians? Was it, who was it? And it ended up being, you know, us.
It, well, so. Yeah. And it gives a lot of credence to Cooper as a character. Like, yeah. Cooper being so close to it. Because, you know, the whole show could be taken as, like, side quests until yeah. this point where you're like, oh, this is actually one of the most important plot points in the entire series, and we've followed the one character that's been there since the beginning for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
That's pretty... And Cooper, by the way, again, spoilerific thing right here, it's just a small moment, but, you know, he had... My favorite scene was him taking out the Brotherhood and Steel by himself in that mm-hmm. dark fucking room.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that's a character right there.
Sorry, Alex, I gotta add on to this real quick. My favorite was when he was just like... He walked up to... what was her name?
Lucy?
No.
Moldaver?
Moldaver, thank you. And he was like, I've been waiting 200 years to ask this. Where the fuck is my family? I was like, dude, like, that guy. Walton Goggins,
dude.
I know. He's such an incredible actor. And, like, man, he, as much as the other characters were good, they were, like, he just stole the show in every scene he was in. And yeah. I was like, please don't kill this dude. Like, at this season, like, he needs to be in the show the whole way through. And, man, he's just such an incredible actor. Like, really, really good. And I'm so glad that he's in this show. Like, man, he just he carried it a lot. And he was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, he was my favorite character because of that. Those last, I think it was the last two episodes where it showed him as Cooper, you know, like,
yes,
being like, you know, I don't want to go into a vault and being all that. Yeah, yeah, and then when he was spying on his wife and shit.
Mm-hmm. And some espionage shit,
Dude, and yeah, and then when he shook the hand of, you know, and I was like, holy shit. I'm like, this shit is just like.
There's layers.
And then like we've mentioned too, even in the last episode, it was like, I like it because it added to the game lore. Mm-hmm. It doesn't ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
It's straight up Fallout 5, if we wanted it to be, right? That could be a Fallout 5 right there. You get three different characters.
Oh, my
That would have been awesome, right?
That version of the Wasteland 2 would have been awesome. Traverse.
Like, it was like California and New Vegas. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure not New Vegas, but like Nevada, desert. I mean, to me, it mm-hmm. seemed like it was more L.A. and Hollywood, Santa Monica, shit like that, which is cool.
It was.
Yeah.
That hasn't been a setting in a Fallout game. And then... You know, the whole, like, storylines, there was not one time I was bored watching that show.
Yeah.
It's like, every storyline was interesting. You know, at first I kind of was a little annoyed by that Maximus dude, but then, like, you know, everyone said he had his luck turned up to 10, so I was like, all right.
Yeah, he really did. I love it. His luck build. He's a pure luck build with no charm. Dumb luck. He's got the dumb luck. Yeah.
The episode where he wanted to go to the vault life and like.
Fucking chill it out.
So good.
In the fucking Vault-Tec robe that I want. I want that Vault-Tec robe so fucking bad.
You know, we're talking about the reveals, like, you know, obviously, you know, Fallout New Vegas, and then you find out that, you know, I mean, it wasn't like a reveal. We already knew that Cooper was the ghoul or whatever, but. Even more than that, too, the reveal that his wife was one of the evil people in Vault-Tec was like, what?
Yeah.
That even got me because I was like, dude, I wasn't expecting that. Like, I thought she was just some, like, naive person that was in Vault-Tec. Like, hey, this is the future, honey. We got to get on board. And, like, they're over there masterminding, dropping the nukes on everybody, on America.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so good from start to finish. The other thing I wanted to ask you guys what you think is, what was that concoction that the squire drank?
The one with the fucking
Dude.
They gave him?
Yeah.
They're saying it's just a gold drink or something. Yeah. So it's going to turn him into a ghoul.
Or a super mutant, maybe.
My bad, super mutant.
I forgot what they said. I was reading a bunch of theories about what people think it was, and there's like serums in the game that I don't remember seeing these, but I was like, huh, interesting. But I don't, well, that too, and then, and it, maybe he is going to be a super mutant, possibly.
So that is one of the, well, I shouldn't say a critique, but I like that they're saving some stuff mm-hmm. for season yes. two.
Oh, yeah.
Because they didn't show super mutants, and they nope. didn't show Deathclaws.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. they I thought confirmed that Deathclaws are coming in season two. So
yep.
yeah, I thought that would have been too much. I was like, yeah, I was expecting it to happen. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't want them to, like, you know, for lack of a better description, blow their load already.
Yeah, no, right? They did that with the gulper. They did that with the gulper for sure.
Yeah.
There is one thing too that I just want to add, like, in regards to the story and the lore, is the fact that, you know, how you, we mentioned that it was revealed that Vault-Tec dropped the bombs, but mm-hmm. I loved how each one of those CEOs in there were having their own version of the vault, because in the mm-hmm. game, every vault, well, for the most part, every vault is different. If you look at the lore of it, like the logs and shit, all of them are different. Like, there was one vault where it was just nothing but women, and there was one dude. There's mm-hmm. another one where, like, they were fucking experimenting and shit. So that, on my replays of the game now, I'm, like, actually reading the computer logs because I want to see, like, more into that. And damn. The show is the reason why that I was like, holy shit, that makes so much more sense now.
That's, yeah, see, so again, very fundamental changes there. Also, cool cameo is Mr. House was in that fucking meeting.
Oh, yeah,
exactly,
he was.
Exactly the fucking same. Roboco CEO, the whole shit. I was just like, that's my boy! Always been in the house, baby. Oh, I can't wait.
When you said great cameo, I thought you were going to bring up Fred Armisen, because he was funny.
Oh, he was funny. Fred Armisen and Michael Rapaport. Like, Rapaport being just, I want to fucking shoot something. He's like, oh, shit!
Yeah. Dude, and we didn't even talk about the humor, man. There was actual genuine funny parts of that.
There were, yeah.
Bro, Lucy was so fucking funny. Lucy was great. I loved her character.
I died when they went to that one vault, and who was the other name? Chris Parnell or
yeah, Chris actor? Parnell.
Yeah,
that's him, right? Chris Parnell was the vault leader with the one eye or whatever, and then when he was, I'm going to sentence you to death, and then he just starts cutting the fucking thing off.
He's like, he's my exile.
I was like, oh my God.
He's like, we realize you will not survive out there. That's why we're giving you 6 weeks of supplies, and yes, someone is going to help you take it up.
So even when they're being all like culty and weird, they still end up being like nice vault.
It was fucking awesome. Oh my gosh. Also,
what was even funnier, sorry, is when like they show Chris Parnell, and he has the like Cyclops eye, and she was the only one that's freaked out by it.
Yeah.
Like, Maximus is just there, and he's like, and she's like, he's like, what?
Oh my god! Yeah, see, that's the kind of thing. Every episode had that, like you didn't get bored. Yeah. Like, even definitely. we discover more Cooper being the through line made it perfect too, because even then we see him shooting like the Westerns and becoming the Vault-Tec representative, and he finds his old film. Like on a VHS, and I was like, "How did they give me a heartfelt moment too? Like they gave me everything I wanted out of this show, and even like the big mystery with like Shady Sands and Kyle MacLachlan, Lucy's dad, destroying that, and then being an asshole. And I'm like, I knew he would be bad, but I was like, I didn't know he'd be that fucking bad. Jesus Christ, buddy! Yeah, that was your wife, man.
Yeah, I don't really have any critiques of it, in all honesty, compared to you know, the Halo show. I mean, this shit was 100 times better. It's like like we mentioned last episode. It's up there for me. It's right there with The Last of Us, but mm-hmm, it's a different type of adaptation, right? Like
The Last of Us is
almost one for one. It did it. It did it justice, but this adds to the game lore, which is
right. Like, I was gonna say that too. The Last of Us is just an adaptation, but this is an addition to the games, and that's why I feel like it's better, in my opinion, just because, you know, I have a closer relationship with the Fallout series than I do Last of Us, even though, you know, I love both of those games. They're incredible in the show, but I just feel like they took the quality of the games, they took the humor that is laid in throughout the games as well, put it into the show, and just really did something amazing with it. And really paid attention to the source material. Like, like you said, Alex, they didn't take away from it. They just added in the source material, but then like stacked on top of it. It was absolutely like, just in the little things too, little quality of life, you know, like nods, like the two-headed freaking cow that you see in every game, stuff like that. You know, you see like Cram, and you see, you know, all the food.
Oh, yeah, all
and
the then
even
yeah.
even
yeah.
even Cooper was shooting a freaking pipe pistol. I don't know if you guys caught that or not, but I was like, I was like, shit, that's a pipe pistol. Like,
actually, did you know they did use the game renders for the guns?
Oh, they did. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
They used the game renders for a lot of the guns, and they just enhanced them a little bit from there. But they're proportioned exactly like they are in the games.
I thought the Brotherhood of Steel armor looked freaking awesome too.
Like, oh my god! Every time, I don't even like using power in the games. I fucking got did the next gen remake, and I'm like, I'm rocking power armor right now, dude. I'm being a badass.
The only thing that I wasn't 100% sure about, which is like, I want to rewatch it. Just because, like, now that you know how it goes, I want to see if there's little callbacks, like, throughout it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, little Easter eggs in regards to its own storyline. But the only thing I was confused about was, like, I think it was episode 2 or 3 where how was he able to control the power armor and he wasn't in it? Like, when the Raiders were trying to get it?
Oh, when they're trying to break into it, that's right.
Yeah, is there, like, I don't know if if power armor has cybernetic enhancements too, but it's almost like the armor was reading his thoughts about to crush the dude's head or something, but they never really explained that. Like, I was like, what the fuck was that? I thought you had to be inside the armor, but that was my only little thing that I thought they were going to say, but they never
did. I want to say it was like a release valve or something that he hit. I don't think it was anything
could be
like
it,
that.
Yeah.
I think it was like a button or something that, like, because there's fail safes and whatnot on the power armor, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm assuming that's what it was. It wasn't exactly, you know, that it wasn't because it wasn't on. I think it was like a button or something that, because they had those tools too. That's how his squire was able to leave him in the armor. He unlocked it, took out the power core. So I'm assuming that there's other like tricks or something that, you know, in case they get into trouble, they're not near their armor, they can probably activate one thing or two, whatever.
Yeah, something that regular Wastelanders aren't going to be privy to.
Exactly.
And that also reminds me just again, the brutal violence in this fucking show.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I was waiting for him to, like, come. That's a tense scene. I'm like, dude, get in your fucking armor. Like, I'm, like, there rooting for his ass. And once he does it, it's the total payoff. Like, fucking destroys these fucking people. It's awesome.
And the games, too. Like, if you have not even, well, there's a perk called Bloody Mess, right? Where you shoot someone, it's pretty much blows into 100 pieces.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, they did not shy away from that on the show, which was awesome.
No, definitely not. Yeah. And again, a lot
hanging out, all that shit.
A lot of leads too for the next season. I want to know more about Moldover, what happened with her past. I want to know what's up with fucking Walton Goggins' family. Fucking.
So I read some theories that I want to talk about real quick with Moldover.
Let's do it. No, I'm down to theorize. Let's fucking go.
So first and foremost, how did she survive 200 years? She's supposed to be like a CEO, right? Or whatever.
Well, she was like a rebel too, which like even back then.
So she wasn't with Vault-Tec. So how did she survive? But I read a theory that I think could be true.
Mm.
People are saying that she might not have died, that was a synth of her. So,
Just throwing that out there. My nips got a little rigid right there. That's a good fucking theory.
I mean, I was like, that would be cool because it's like, how would she have survived that long, 200 years? You know, the entire time, because she's not a ghoul. She's not, you know, but she was there right along with Cooper. Mm-hmm. So how did that happen? Yeah. You know what I mean? That was just one theory, but I was like,
early
that'd be pretty
synth
interesting.
Prototype with slow aging, maybe? Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. People were saying that she was probably a part of the, she had her own little cryo chamber or whatever. Like the other one, like the Vault-Tec people, but she wasn't a CEO, like you said. So yeah, that makes sense.
Too. I mean, but she could also have been like a renegade, like stealing supplies and stuff from Vault-Tec. And when it came time to do it, she and probably some of her rebels did it. But okay, so I have one big question for you guys on this one. For now that we're gonna have season 2 coming up, which canon ending do you think they're gonna go with for New Vegas that the season 2 is gonna be based off of?
I heard that they said that in a way they're not gonna make it definitive, but they're gonna say that each one could be canon.
So which elements do you think are gonna stick through then? Because I personally think we're gonna get Mr. House.
Yeah.
Mr. House for sure is gonna be part of it. Even though like most of the endings he's not around, like they can't not have Mr. House.
Yeah. I think I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then
I think so too.
NCR obviously is a relic of their former selves, but I wonder if they're gonna have Caesar's Legion in there too.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, there's NCR, there's Caesar's Legion. Wasn't there one more?
Yes, man. The Yes Man ending.
Okay. Yeah, I can't. I never looked up that one. I can't remember what I got now. I'm thinking about it, but I'm playing through it, so I'll let you know. We'll come back to that before season two, dude.
Yeah. Keep it like 2 weeks. I'll tell you. I'll let you know what's up. I'll see which ending I fucking fall into.
Yeah, season two, that's going to come out in like another 3 years. You got time, bud.
Yeah, you got time. Yeah. You're good. Yeah. You're good. Yeah. Oh, fuck. That's the thing, too. I'm getting selfish, man. I want it next year, but I know we can't have it next year. The quality is
It got renewed already, so it's probably going to start filming, I would say, probably if not at the beginning or the end of summer, probably in fall. So we'll probably get it in 2025 fall. That's my prediction.
That'd be cool, but because Amazon did secure tax breaks for filming in September in California. Mm-hmm. So whether they're using it just for pre-production at first, but whatever it is, like Amazon secured tax breaks in California for production starting in September. So that gives Jonathan Nolan a lot of months to write this with his writing partner, and they already got the basis to work with. They got all the assets ready to go. Just saying, you might be right, James. You might be right. I don't know.
Just saying.
Ugh. Anyways, yeah, this is 5 out of 5. One of the best. Probably my favorite game adaptation. Yeah.
How many thumbs up for fucking Vault Boys are we giving it, dude? How many
I'm giving up? It 5 out of 5, baby. This is to me the best. Yeah.
Yeah, I gave it 5 out of 5 last time, and we just wanted to talk about the spoilers and just discuss like the intricacies of the show. But yeah, it's a perfect show for me. Yeah, there's nothing. I wasn't upset about anything about it.
Like, yeah, genuinely my favorite game adaptation so far.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Number 1. Number 1.
The only one that sucked balls was Halo.
But yeah.
this one's above and beyond all the other ones, dude.
Well, that and probably that Netflix Resident Evil also. I don't know about that.
Oh, I wouldn't even consider those. Yeah,
I never watched it.
I tried first episode. I'm like, hey, how about fuck this? How about I wasted my fucking time on here? Oh, Resident Evil's overdue. It's such a good story, and they keep messing it up.
Yep.
Oy. All right. We're good. We're talking positive here. So we're going to top it off with a good old what are you playing? I'll lead in here. My Fallout 4 game is fucking awesome. I was trying to give it a little bit of a break because I've literally played, you know, how many hours in this fucking game. But I was tired the other night and I just slapped it on for a little bit, lost an hour and a half. I'm like, what? I was supposed to go to bed? Fallout 4, awesome. But also, I don't know why I was I've only played Bioshock 2 once. I slapped it in on the Switch, and that game is surprising. It's still so atmospheric. I really am having a good time with that one. Bioshock 2, I'm picking away at it, but I think I needed a more narrative, kind of straightforward shooting kind of game with a good atmosphere. Just bring me back to the era. And then, digging around in Tears of the Kingdom when I'm hanging out with my family. Always a good game. I ain't going to beat it for a long time. It'll just be there. But yeah, what you guys?
I discovered a game that, funny enough, IGN gave a good rating to, and it looked interesting, and so I downloaded it because it's free on PlayStation Plus, the extra tier, premium tier if you have it. Mm-hmm. It's called Animal Well, and it's a Metroidvania, mm-hmm. And it's very mysterious. It's kind of like, I wouldn't say it's got the aesthetic of Limbo, but sort of in not so much that. It's just a really dark and interesting game, and you're dropped in it, you don't really know what's going on, and you're just trying to figure it out. Like, there's no instructions at all, and it's just a Metroidvania, and it's really fun. It's really relaxing, too, because there's not a whole lot of, like, threats, if you will. It's more about exploration and, like, just getting a new tool and then using that tool to unlock new areas. But it's a pretty good game. I'm enjoying it. I've been splitting time between that and then Fallout 4, so yeah.
Nice. Yeah, Animal Well is a donkey. He's a very big YouTuber, actually. It's his production studio that he created. Yeah, he's one of the biggest gaming YouTubers out there, actually. So the fact that he's able to go from that and help produce and create a really... It's actually very critically acclaimed right now. I really want to play it.
Yeah, it's a very, very, very good game. I highly recommend it for anybody that's like... If you want to play a more relaxing Metroidvania where it's like you're not intensely running from things all the damn time, this is definitely the game for you. It's just really relaxing.
I mean, I'm going to have a pretty big plane ride to London, so maybe I'll fucking...
I mean,
oh my God.
I recommend it, man. It's really good.
A little Animal Well Switch. Let's see here. That's on sale right now, baby. I don't know.
On the dummy and burn.
On the dummy and burn. How about you,
So I've just been playing on my Steam Deck lately just because I haven't really had time to sit down and play on a console. But Mass Effect Legendary Edition was only $6 on Steam.
Ooh.
And I said, you know what? Fuck it. I have it on the PS4, and it's a PS5 upgrade and all that, but it's just the fact of being able to play it, like, portable, where mm-hmm. I can just, like, either be in laying down or just a quick thing while I'm watching another thing. And
you're gonna want you're fucking the aliens while you're watching porn. I get it.
Yeah, exactly.
How it's working in there. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm restart. I've been wanting to replay the trilogy for a while, and I just never got around to it. But now, I mean, for $6 and you get three awesome fucking games. I mean, it is what it is, yeah. You know. So
no, I'm with you.
I'm playing that on my Steam Deck, and I'm still playing Fallout New Vegas on the Steam Deck. It's just portable Fallout, man. It's awesome.
Ugh.
Fucking awesome.
I want to play New Vegas again too. That's another one also. Like, ugh. I mean, I was playing a little bit, but it does take some dedication for sure. It's hard to go between Fallouts, actually.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. And I downloaded the upgraded next gen version and all that. Mm-hmm. It's just the fact that I want to beat New Vegas before I get back into Fallout 4.
Yeah.
It's like, no, why smart. I'm still stuck on New Vegas.
Yeah. Very smart. And then, yeah, I don't do Mass Effect. I've played all three games at least 4 times over. Yeah, it's one of my favorites also. Like, but man, if they ever bring back that multiplayer, I'm just telling you, let's fucking go. all right. Well, that's what we're playing. And before we head out here, we have an absurd headline. Does anybody want to take this one?
I'll take it because I do have an update on this as well.
Oh, okay. So, let's fucking go.
So, one Xbox player has nuked Phil Spencer's Fallout 76 camp. So many thought it was in a reaction to the recent closures of Arcane and Tango, but instead the player was interviewed, I think, by Kotaku, and he says that he has been planning it for weeks. So during an interview, the player, which they haven't dropped his gamer tag, they just said the player, said, quote, "He was the final boss in my eyes. In an RPG, I prefer to be the bad guy," end quote. So, I am not too familiar with Fallout 76 in regards to what you need to do to drop a nuke, but the day after this happened, Phil Spencer himself completed the quest to be able to drop a nuke, so everyone is now watching that player's camp because they have a suspicion that Phil Spencer is going to now nuke this player's camp. So.
That would be great, by the way.
Oh, that's great.
Can you imagine? You're like, yeah, dude, the freaking Xbox boss dropped a nuke on my camp.
Like, and he got my gamer tag removed? Fuck, what?
So
literally, you know, nuked you out of oblivion.
Yep.
Yeah, I know it sucks about all the closures and stuff, but like sometimes, you know, it's just crazy that the CEO of Xbox, Phil Spencer, you know, or the president, whatever the fuck his title is, he's up there, he plays video games, and like people watch his achievements like a hawk.
Yeah.
And they found that he just did that, I think yesterday. He unlocked that quest, so it's just funny.
Oh, he's like, oh, you little shit. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? Hold on. We're going to push the meeting about the next studio round of closures. We don't need the fucking news anyways.
Yeah.
I got some grinding to do. Fucking grinding to do. we gotta develop a voice for Phil Spencer, too.
He has a very hard voice to do.
Yeah.
Every time they do the Xbox thing, she's like, Xbox is the place. Or it's just hard because it's not... It's not like a movie announcer, but he just sounds like a douche sometimes. Like,
yeah, he's a little bro-y. He's a little bro-y.
That's
we got this fucking pussy over here. I'm going to take his goddamn camp.
Xbox will be back with the best games for gamers every time. Some stupid thing. Yeah. Like they never do it.
He's going to crush a fucking energy drink on his forehead right after. He's like, okay. All right. That's a good one. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was the NPC Gaming Podcast for this week. We'll be back later on in the month before the month is out, but I'll be coming back from Europe, so I might be a little tired, but we'll figure it out. This has been a production of the Horrible People's Network. I am your host, Anthony Fuentes. You can find me on the Horrible People's Podcast as HORRORBLE People's Podcast. It is Monster May. I am not in any of the episodes this month, actually, again, because I'm out of the country, but it's going to be a very Phil-centric month, so enjoy his picks. Enjoy his picks.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And with that, James, where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me also on the Horrible Peoples Network as part of a live D&D campaign called Turning Tables Podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at Turning Tables Pod. I also have my own solo podcast, and I just recently got a webcam, so I will now be providing my podcast in video format on YouTube very, very soon, probably when I get back, because I am also going to Milwaukee in a couple of days, and I won't be back for a little bit. So
you'll be doing the camming between the episodes, though. I get it, right? Get the extra money?
Exactly. please follow my OnlyFans. And...
Yeah, I was
no, but yeah, so yeah, I will be on video format on YouTube okay. very soon. I will be having a guest on my first episode in video format. We're going to be recapping Milwaukee, so be on the lookout for that. You can follow that on Instagram at Retired Mosher Pod, and I will be sending out the video and invite on my Instagram there, so go follow it, you filthy animals.
That's right. That's right. The Filthy Mosher is the other one that he's going to be doing, but we can't put in the public links at all.
That is the OnlyFans one.
That's the OnlyFans, yeah. Anyways, Cordova, how about you?
I am on Instagram under Big Man Cordova for the gaming clips and whatnot, and then I occasionally get invited back to the Horrible People's podcast when they do video games. So
that's right.
Keep an eye out on that.
I'm trying to get one of those before the season is out, which it is going to be out in July. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. Anyways, that was the episode. We'll come back in a couple of weeks. And then after that, we will be going through all the Summer Game Fest announcements, which is our favorite time of the year anyway. So in the meantime, let us know what the fucking studio closed down and have a good fucking day. Peace. Later. Hey.